The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, you're listening to XFM Breakfast podcast. Excuse me, I just take a hit of drugs. Wait a moment. Just I'm pretty much on the hard stuff now. It's what 2 years doing a breakfast show does to you. I'm spiralling. I've just taken half a mouthful of Benylin. Don't shake your head. Santa. These are dark days. Hello. I had a bit of cold and a cough, didn't I, over the week. You'd have noticed Santa has been sitting in for Matthew Dyson, and I have to say, doing far more competent professional job than I used to.
Wasn't difficult.
Thanks.
I want to apologise for coughing and spluttering into your muff during the week, which, of course, doing is my mic on.
It's not lit up. I can see it as we're recording here. I can see it right in front of me.
Okay. So, during that whole thing, so Cornelius, the intern, walked around the desk, wrote, "Is your mic on?" on a piece of paper, walked back and just held it up in front of my face. You could have just said, "Is your mic on?" Well, it's a podcast, Cornelius. You speak, you've got a voice, so just speak, it doesn't matter.
I was going to be professional.
Well, first time for everything.
And
given your propensity to get breakfast in.
If it was on, then you didn't have to mention my note. We could have just carried on as normal.
He's quite ears above his station, hasn't he, Dave?
Yeah. But you could have just put your headphones on and heard that Johnny Mike was on.
Mm. That's sort of true, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot to learn.
Look, before, I've told you this before we move on to radio skills, right, you have to get breakfast correct. You have to get the right amount of egg, the right amount of salmon, and the right sauce, and the right amount. Dave insists, as you know, on 19, not 18, not 20, 19 raisins sprinkled in his porridge. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. Santa, you know damn well now that she wants, right, 403 baked beans precisely on her toast, don't you? What's on the podcast?
On the podcast 103 is Animals You're Scared Of. As a text in, there's more to it than that.
You got a big sell there. Come on. Yeah. Wow.
The song from Hell. So we put together a song.
It's gratuitous name dropping in songs.
Yeah.
There.
That's very good.
Thanks. Give you feedback now.
Yeah. Do you want to hold up a little sign saying how good it was?
And also a discussion about your friend's Marcus Brigstocke's career choices. That's also in.
Okay, of all the other things we've done this week, and that's what you've gone for, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like the best podcast in the world, does it? I mean, is there anything, you know...
You wanted more than that, sorry.
Well, I want big things that have happened. Not, I want LOLs, I want Rufflecopter.
All right, I'll have to go back and see if there are any.
Fine, let's see if you found anything. Here we go.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And good morning to you. Welcome. I am John Holmes. It is 7:05. It's a Monday morning, yet we shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall do the XFM Breakfast Show on land. We shall do the XFM Breakfast Show on the seas and the oceans. We shall broadcast a popular range of indie music and put some mildly diverting radio features in the gaps. With growing confidence and strength in the airwaves, we shall do this against the might of Monday, whatever the cost may be. We shall do the XFM Breakfast Show in the field and in the streets and in the hills. We shall never surrender, although we will stop when Ian Canfield comes on at 10. I'm not saying Ian Canfield is like Hitler. That is for others to say. Coming up on the show today, then, the weirdest text you've sent or received over the weekend, that is textual intercourse. A bespoke door-to-door travel bulletin for one listener. It could be you and your journey this morning. 83936 if you'd like to enjoy tailored travel. And for tickets to see Noel Gallagher play the O2 Arena, there is an unmissable, which stretches the definition of the word unmissable, game of Dead or Alive this morning. Music comes from Rage Against the Machine, Vaccines, the new single from Linoleum Party Smear. Dave is producing, Matt is off, Santa joins us this morning, and this is XFM Breakfast.
XFM.
So good morning then, obviously. Welcome. It is XFM Breakfast. Now, if you're just joining us, maybe even for the first time ever, then this is the only radio show on the dial, old-fashioned, or app, modern, that gives you your own bespoke travel from your front door to the door of your destination. It is for you. It's tailored for you. If you would like it to be you, then just get in touch, A3936 at XFM. On Twitter. Now, this morning, she got in touch. She's on the phone right now. Good morning to you, Christy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Christy?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Good. So, what do you do, Christy?
I'm an admin assistant at an insurance company.
And where are you based?
Covent Garden.
In Covent Garden. And where do you have to travel from? Where do you live, Christy?
I live in Staines.
Staines to Covent Garden. That sounds like a hellish journey, doesn't it? Santa is here because Matt is off this week, of course, as we know. He's helping, again, with the humanitarian efforts from that earthquake last week in the East Midlands. Morning, Santa.
Good morning.
Morning. So, it's bespoke travel, Santa, mm-hmm. And I know you haven't been researching it, and I know that you've been chatting to Christy, of course, so you know her journey to work.
Yes.
So this, Christy, is for you. This is your exact journey to work this morning. It's tailored travel on XFM.
XFM's tailored travel.
Well, Christy, go out of your front door and walk down your road, being careful to mind the seemingly ever-present dog eggs and glare at that man in the green coat that you see every morning walking his dog who doesn't pick it up. Wait at the bus stop outside the largely forgotten TV impressionist Bobby Davro's house. Make sure you're the first onto the bus. Race upstairs to the front seat to annoy the young, loud boy who likes to sit there and pretend he's driving the bus. Then get off near to Hatton Cross Tube Station, keeping an eye out for stylish mullet guy, as whilst his message in the Metro's rush hour crush may not have been a great description of you, or even very close, there is still hope. Now get the Piccadilly line eastbound towards Cockfosters. Remember to do as you do every morning, giggle childishly at the word Cockfosters. On the tube, make sure you follow your journey on the map along the side of the carriage, despite knowing full well how long it will take you as you make this journey every day. Remember to get off at Covent Garden. If you're a little early, pause to watch a street performer, but remember to walk away as soon as they start wrapping up their show so you don't have to actually donate any money. And finally, make your way along Bedford Street past that bloke who's always staring into the bin outside TGI Fridays, and you will finally arrive at your destination.
Thank you, Santa. Christy, there you go. That is your bespoke tailored travel this morning. Do you think that's going to help in any way at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think I won't get lost today.
Yeah, fair enough. It gets lost, does it? Every day gets lost. Weird. Okay, glad to have helped out. If you'd like tailored travel done especially for you, then do get in touch. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. It's tailored travel on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Spotted, Santa, spotted, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted producer Dave.
Spotted.
Spotted intern Cornelius.
Spotted. Spotted.
Former Spice Girl and serial age liar Jerry Halliwell. Climbing up the flagpole on top of Buckingham Palace with a pair of scissors, a needle and some thread. And fashioning herself a rudimentary dress out of the Union flag. And climbing into it, still attached to the pole. And as of this morning then, when the Queen is out, Jerry Halliwell is lowered. When she's in, Jerry Halliwell is raised. And when a murderous human rights abusing King of Saudi Arabia dies, Jerry Halliwell is at half-mast.
XFM.
Now, you know when it's a slow news day? You can tell, can't you? Because all you've got to do is open newspapers. And this happened earlier in the week, but you just think, oh, they're... what's happened, of course, there's a general election coming, but everyone, although they've already, all of the parties are sort of starting to form their sort of election teams, and everyone's falling back to their default positions of, you know, Labour going, oh, well, business. Yeah, business is bad. It's always got no business, capitalism good. So default positions. But, of course, there's nothing really happening yet. So instead, what's happened is, of course, the papers have gone big this week on a giant guinea pig that weighed more than a ton, that had a bite as strong as a tiger. That's right. Slow news. Yeah, let's default to something discovered by scientists. You can always tell when it's slow news. So, this is a giant guinea pig, right? Lived 3 million years ago. think of a guinea pig now, right?
Yeah, they're cute little fluffy things.
Exactly, Santa. The sort of thing you brought home from school to look after in the holidays that inexplicably died halfway through. So your mum had to get another one that looked a bit like it to take back to school and pretend it never happened. That sort of creature.
Yes.
Yeah, so guinea pigs, yeah, little cute fluffy things, you're right. And if you got bitten by a guinea pig, I mean, it would hurt.
Yeah.
They've got sharp teeth, but it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't take your arm off, would
no.
it? No. No, this one would, right? Guinea pig the size of a buffalo, this is.
Oh.
Right? It's the world's biggest rodent. They found a part of its skull. They've managed to, of course, as they always do, do diagrams of how big that would actually be compared to a person. It's the size of a buffalo.
Wow.
And it had teeth, giant teeth. And it had a bite as strong as a tiger. Now, this is, I know we were talking about this and it's freaked a lot of people out because people, you know, people don't like giant rats and that's essentially what that is, right? But I'm not freaked out by that. What would freak me out, is, because I'm terrified of spiders. So what would, and I don't like wasps, so what would freak me out is a spider wasp. Imagine if spiders could not only scuttle in that way that they do, but also could fly like wasps.
Ooh.
Right, and sting you.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
Big house spiders that could fly through the air and maybe hit you in the face.
Yeah.
That would be my worst animal combination. My guinea pig tiger nightmare.
Right.
Wasp spider. Okay. I raise you, I see your buffalo-sized pig, and I raise you a wasp spider. Dave's frightened of millipedes.
Not frightened, they just freak me out a little bit. I don't trust them.
Well, freak. And what was your other animal that you liked?
Pigs.
Right, so if you combine that, you'd have a pig with 1,000 legs.
Oh, no, God, no.
Imagine that, a pig with 1,000 legs running after you, Dave.
Would it be as big as the pig or as big as the millipede?
It would be as big as the pig.
Okay.
Yeah, would you be all right with it if it was a little millipede-sized pig?
No, neither are good for me.
Right, okay. Do you not like segmented arthropods, Dave?
I'm not a fan.
No?
No. I'm always saying that.
Santa, what are you terrified of?
I would be really terrified of a shark that had, like, the legs of a horse. And could run after you.
Just run out of the sea.
Yeah.
Okay, two animal combinations that put together you'd be terrified of. What a weird texting.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning. It is XFM Breakfast. It is Tuesday. And you join us here, if you're just joining us for the first time, well, what kind of happens here is that we look through the day's newspapers and realise very quickly that the things in the newspapers aren't really news, but yet they're in the paper. It's confusing, isn't it? They're called newspapers, but the stories in the papers aren't news. It's baffling, I know, but try and keep up, because what happens here is we do you a favour. We sort the news wheat from the news chaff. Think of Santa this morning very much as a combine harvester, a human combine harvester, riding roughshod over the burnt stalks of chaff news stories and filtering out the stories that don't really belong there. The showbiz tossip is what it is, and Santa has it this morning. And I believe, appropriately enough, given the weather outside, it's snow-based.
It is snow-based.
Yeah.
Heather Mills and ex-Pussycat doll Ashley Roberts have been eliminated from the jump.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to get by this morning. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
Because it's the big news of the day.
It is. The two women failed to make it through to the next challenge on the reality TV show after each competing in a live jump-off.
Right. What is this? Is this the skiing one?
Yeah. This is like the winter sports reality show where the insurance costs must be through the roof.
Yes. And the idea is that they just push them off a big ski jump. Is that it?
I think that's
it.
Yeah. And they do like bobsleigh and stuff like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, that's not that much of a... I don't see the difference. I mean, the jump thing, I can see if it's that big, you know, the Olympics-sized jump thing, I can see that being an issue. Bobsleighing's easy, isn't it? What you've got to do, just sit in a thing. How difficult can that be?
True. You know, sit in a tin bath.
Even Heather Mills could do that. Yeah, it's like Last of the Summer Wine.
Exactly.
Three old men do that, going down a hill. There's no challenge there. A friend of mine went on the jump in, I think, Series 1.
Right.
To which the question, obviously, we asked him, why?
Mm-hmm.
To which his reply was, the money.
Right.
He's a comedian, and he doesn't like to talk about it now, so his name is Marcus Brigstock.
Okay.
and
how did he do?
Badly, because he broke his leg.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he came off, smashed his leg, and it's never been the same since.
Oh, no.
No. I sort of, a little bit of me died inside when he said he was going to go and do this programme, obviously. But, you know, alongside the likes of someone from the people you've just said.
Yeah.
I go, why? And then he went on a programme, I don't know what it's called, on BBC One, where he had to wear a blue leotard, tight, mind, too tight. I mean, you could see his religion. And he had to form shapes on the edge of a pool while a I'm not making this up. While a moving wall came along, and he had to form the shapes of the hole in the wall. I think it was called Hole in the Wall.
Yeah.
Thank you, Connie. Right? And he had to form a shape of the hole in the wall. And otherwise it knocked you into the water. He went on that as well.
I love that programme.
Oh, my God, of course you did. I don't understand. What was it? Human Tetris? What is it?
It's just lots of fun for a Saturday night.
Not lots of fun for a Saturday night.
Dave doesn't get out much, as you can tell. No. Yeah. I thought we hadn't stooped, you know. How low can you stoop? First we have Big Brother, then all the other ones, and then just making a shape that's the same as a hole in the... Did take a step... In that meeting, didn't someone take a step back and go, sorry, hang on, what's the plot? What is it? Blue leotards, right? Tight, are they? Yeah, oh yeah, tight, yeah. So they're celebrities like idiots, yeah. What have they got to do? They've got to make the shape of a hole in the wall. Anything else? No? And that's why television is so brilliant. Circle Waves, that is called Fossils, appropriately. For that is what has been discovered, the fossilised skull. It's not fossilised, it's a bit of a skull. Of a guinea pig. But it's the size of a buffalo, and it had a bite the strength of a tiger's one. Slow news day. And we've learned now that I would be most terrified of spiders that could fly like wasps. Dave has a fear of millipedes and pigs. So a pig with 1,000 legs would freak Dave right out. Or as someone just texted in, a millipig.
Yeah,
that would be, I think that was Mark who texted that. And the Sunter wouldn't like to see a shark with the legs of a horse. weird combination. And this is the strangest text we've ever done, but I sort of like it. It's a natural history, isn't it?
Yeah.
83936, Alex, a fair music coming from Green Day and the vaccines. This is from Rachel. I'm not scared of many animals, John. It's really just scorpions, but I'm also terrified of clowns. So, my absolute nightmare would be a clown with pincers. A clown with pincers for hands and a giant stinger coming out of its back. Imagine hundreds of them getting out of one of those tiny clown cars. I'm having palpitations just thinking about it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
It is time now to cross to a Japanese restaurant. I know it seems bizarre, doesn't it? But it's all right because there's a good reason. You know the broadcaster, John Suchet? You know him. You're aware of his work, I'm sure. He is an award-winning, much garlanded journalist. He was one of the first war reporters into the Gaza Strip. Won awards from Reuters. For doing his job over there, one of the early war reporters. And also, of course, he famously anchored the funeral of the Princess of the Diana of the Wales to much great acclaim. Much, much respected throughout broadcast journalism. And now, for XFM Breakfast, he sits in a Japanese restaurant reading aloud from celebrity autobiographies that have replaced the rice and fish dishes on the conveyor belt in front of him. His job, to pick one off and read aloud from it.
Morning, John.
Yo, Suchet!
Are you feeling any better this morning?
God, no, thanks for asking, though. No, I'm not. Still got a bit of a cough, actually. It's got to my chest now.
Stop moaning, John. Right. Nobody wants to hear your problems.
Okay, fine.
Let's see what's on the conveyor belt this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's look.
There's Is It Just Me by Miranda Hart. KP, the autobiography by Kevin Peterson.
That's just nuts.
Oh, Carol, Life, Love and Telling It Like It Is by loose woman Carol McGiffin.
Harsh description.
This is the one.
Go on.
McFly, Unsaid Things, Our Story by pop band McFly. I think I'll read Tom Fletcher's bit. Shall we begin?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Tom Fletcher, and I sing lead vocals in the band McFly. I also play the guitar, piano, and ukulele. One of the first things I remember is the aliens that have haunted me all my life. It was my dad who first introduced us. He used to tell me stories about them watching people through their windows. That story put an alien in my head that would never leave. Even when I was fully grown and touring the world, I'd always go back to my hotel room or my bedroom or wherever I was sleeping and lie there
terrified of the alien at the window. Even after playing in front of hundreds of thousands of fans, I'd have to sleep with the TV on, the sound down, and the bathroom door open. I've never been scared of burglars. I've never been scared of ghosts. I'm just scared of aliens. And often I've been so scared of them, I couldn't move. I know exactly what the phrase paralysed by fear means because I've experienced it nearly every night. Despite these terrors, I absolutely adore science fiction, especially aliens and UFO stories. Does that make me a total mentalist? I guess it must do.
Wow.
See you next week, John.
God, yes, God. A muck mentalist. Well, there you go, that's Tom Fletcher out of McFly's inner turmoil, should you... should you have been wondering. Show two shakes. XFM. Paolo Nutini. With his song reminding you you're not an electrical appliance. Rain on me. You are not a kettle. A lady shave for use on the tube.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
It's a Friday. The end of what was clearly a slow news week. And we know that because the papers had a story that scientists have discovered a giant guinea pig that was as big as a buffalo. And had a bite as strong as a tiger. And that, you always know it's a slow news week when somebody digs up a skull and just go, and then they draw a picture of it in the paper, go, it would have looked like this. Great big teeth, pointy teeth. Guinea pig the size of a buffalo. Which has prompted much textual intercourse in this direction to do with animals that are crossed together that you would be absolutely terrified of this morning, which is what we're doing. This is from Luke. Morning, John. I had a crazy nightmare recently about gorilla lions. I was being chased by a gorilla with a lion's head. Gorilla lions. Imagine that.
That's quite frightening.
That would be terrifying. John is in a van. I would be scared, John, of a lion crossed with a tiger. It's a liger. Bred for its skills in magic.
Is that... Why is it magic? There's no explanation.
What have you got?
Chris says, what about a kitten that could ingest like a python? So you'd go up to it because it was all cute, but then it would stun you and swallow you whole.
Wow. Swallow your what?
Whole.
Oh.
You whole.
Oh, I see. Sam is in West London and would be terrified if confronted by a slug the size of a dog that had the same friendly traits as a dog. Imagine that, trying to slug your leg, wouldn't it? I wouldn't want to be cleaning your carpet.
Dave has a fear of a parrot crossed with a woodpecker who says, who's a pretty boy now, as it headbutts you to death.
Well, Simon in Burnley, morning John, I'd be terrified of a moth with the wingspan of a large bird, like a vulture or eagle, but the face of a slug and the teeth of Janet Street Porter. It's absolutely terrifying. John, I would be absolute... I'd run a mile from a cockroach crossed with a bat. It would be impossible to kill. It would scurry around inside your shoes and clothes, but would make the high-pitched squeak to let you know that it's somewhere near as it flies past you at incredible speed. Bats, scary. Cockroaches, scary. I present to you, John... The bat roach.
Oh.
Brackets or cock bat, you decide. An M25 Lee. Good morning, M25 Lee. Hi, John. I would be most terrified. I've thought about this for quite some time while driving around the M25, and I've come to the conclusion that the thing in the world I would be most terrified of, Jonathan, is a kangaroo with arms and legs from a rhino, the tail of a crocodile, but the voice of Will Self.
XFM.
Yes, and this morning, we've no small amount of irony to give away as David Cameron announces a crackdown on failing and mediocre schools, seemingly forgetting that it was his government that allowed unqualified teachers into the classroom in the first place in 2012. In the interest of balance, by the way, I would give all parties' failings equal space here, but given what's happened with the forthcoming TV electoral debates, we'd be here all bloody morning. Let's start like that, wouldn't we?
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
If you're a regular listener, you'll know on a Friday that what we like to do is bring you a roundup of a week's worth of lazy PR. Now, this is PR companies, marketing people who work in the media.
Oh yeah, I work in PR in the media.
A worthy life. This is what they do. This is what they spend their time doing. Their job is to carpet bomb the industry with examples of guests or prize offers or just content, they call it. Content. Would you like to interview a thing about a thing? Content. And you'll always hear the fruit of their labours on BBC local radio stations in the afternoon. However, what they don't do is pay any attention or do any research to the actual stations or about the actual stations they're sending this stuff to, and they just send it to us anyway. They've never heard the programme, they don't know what XFM is, but still they come. And on a Friday, we like to round up the laziest examples. Sumter, what have you got?
I have got the Love Nuts.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
And you should probably go to the doctors.
Hi there, John. Yeah. With World Pistachio Day and Valentine's Day just around the corner, we wondered whether you would like to chat to TV favourite Dr. Christian about the benefits of the pistachio and why so many people call it the Love Nuts.
Well, I'll admit I'm intrigued, certainly.
We think this would be a terrific fit for you and your show.
Mm. Dr. Christian's Love Nut.
Yeah.
On XFM.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Dr. Christian's Love Nuts, Sumter?
Have you seen it? No.
Have you cracked it?
No.
Have you de-shelled it?
No.
You popped it in your mouth Christmas?
No.
Okay. We haven't booked him. So we'll
shame,
we will never find out the benefits of Dr. Christian's pistachio love nut. I've got one. Top media invite. It was headlined. Top media invite. I was already interested. Mm. Members of the media. Yeah, that's us. That is us. Members of the media are invited to attend. Here it comes. A Network Rail presentation on the plans to improve rail links from the Great Western Main Line to Heathrow Airport, helping to create a global gateway to the West. I know. You thought that. I mean, it's not. It gets better. Also in attendance will be Ruth Bagley, Chief Executive of Slough Borough Council. Yes. If you'd like to attend or chat to Ruth about the Great Western Main Line to Heathrow Airport, drop us a line. No. And here we are. Let's finish. PR announcement of the week. Spanish cider Pomerina confirmed as official VIP sponsor of the National Wedding Show in Birmingham. I hope they also have love nuts.
XFM.
Snowing. It's snowing in London. It's snowing properly. But if you are just waking up and there's a chip on your Tuesday morning, then do get in touch with the XFM Breakfast Show, as there's every chance we could repair your Tuesday morning, saving you the trouble and expense of getting a new one. Don't just leave a chip on your day. Always call us and we'll do our best. If you're having a bad day, XFM Repair, XFM Replace. No idea what I'm talking about, if I'm not. Basically, if your day is broken, we will fix it. And what's more, being the radio, we'll come to your home or workplace and bring with us not a tool, well, apart from producer Dave, obviously.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And now it's time for XFM's Song from Hell.
XFM's Song from Hell.
Didn't quite press the right button there. Fixed it now. 11 minutes past 8 then, and yes, you will know if you're a regular listener that at the top of XFM, the very tip top, in the towers at the top, we are creating a musical monster. Sewing together the worst bits of every song ever recorded to create something unspeakably hideous. Last week, thank you for your help, we had pointless stuttering in songs. Pointless stuttering in songs. It featured the likes of our very own George Ezra. It featured the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it featured The Feeling. And it sounded horrifically like this.
Well, I better agree. Yeah, I better change my way.
Unnecessary.
So I just try to
stupid.
Baby, I think I'm going crazy.
second one's just F-word hateful. So, this morning we want, here it comes, gratuitous name-dropping in songs for XFM Song From Hell. Your suggestions, 83936 at XFM on Twitter. We were talking about this earlier and Sumter is visibly angry about this. what's the one you hate?
Vance Joy Riptide.
Yes, I think I know where you're going. Shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like this. Yeah. Swear she's destined for the screen. Name dropping. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. The closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer I've ever seen is Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah, for yeah. a start. And do you know what? Weirdly, and this is so odd, that Pfeiffer cropped up in that, and then somehow Pfeiffer is the go-to name drop for Bruno Bloody Mars. Is it that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white girl? What is it about Michelle Pfeiffer all of a sudden? Why? Why? No thought for her sister Dee Dee from Grease 2? A bit of knowledge there. I'm particularly annoyed when this crops up with Shania Ruddy Twain.
Okay. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't
impress me much. I just hate the nonchalant way she approaches it. She's okay, so... You're Brad Pitt. gratuitous name dropping in songs. There's two Pfeiffers and one Pitt for you.
FM.
Regular news badger Matt is off, so is Sumter, who sullies herself with the foul guts of the tabloids this morning. The chaff news shorted and sorted from the news wheat very shortly indeed. Spotted, Sumter, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted, producer Dave.
Spotted.
Spotted, intern Cornelius.
Spotted.
Serial rock star botherer and one-time Lethal Weapon 2 actress turned no-time other actress Patsy Kensit in Cornwall and spotted, due to a typo, being filled with finely diced potato, swede, onion and beef and then served to drunk people catching the last train. Served from the Cornish Patsy Company. Just a typo led to it being filled with swede and beef. Spotted Patsy Kensit being eaten by drunk people on the 10:50 p.m. train from Paddington to Taunton.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
So good morning then and hello. You are listening to XFM Breakfast. I am its licensee, says it above the door, John Holmes, and I'm licensed to serve this morning's tradesman's entrance. It works like this if you've not heard it before. We meet you. If you have plied your trade to a celebrity, be they major or, as likely as not, minor in the extreme, then we want to hear from you. That is how it works. It is tradesman's entrance. It is XFM. And on the line this morning, hello to you, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, you all right, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How are you, Mark? You well, Mark? You keeping well?
Yeah, I'm good, cheers. Trying to keep warm in this cold weather.
Just trying to keep warm. Just trying to make a living, John. Just trying to keep warm. What'd you do, Mark?
I'm a carpet fitter, floor layer.
Carpet fitter and floor layer. Okay, that's great. And how long have you been doing it for, Mark? Rate your skill out of 10.
I've got to say 10 out of 10.
You've got to say 10 out of 10. I'm pleased you did. I was going to go 7 just to give you somewhere to go, but, you know, got to have ambition, haven't you, Mark? Okay, so here's how it's going to work, Mark. I am going to... Mark, it's futile, to be honest. I've got to try and guess who you did your job for, and I have literally, as you'll be aware, no clues, so it won't work, but we do it anyway for... No, I know, Sunter, I know, but this is how it works.
Okay.
So I've got 30 seconds to guess who you did a carpet or a floor for. Here we go. Right, here we go then. Is it... was it for a lady? Was it for a lady one?
No.
Right, okay. Was it a man? Was it a man one that you did it for?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. Did this man, according to a story I once heard, once climb into a wardrobe with the then-editor of a popular music magazine to take hard drugs?
Not that I'm aware of, that.
Okay, all right. So it's not him, then, who apparently didn't share. Do you know what? I've no idea who it is. Funny that, but I can't get... Tell us, Mark, what you did and who you did it for.
I fitted carpets in Marvin Hume's house.
Marvin Hume from...
JLS.
I needed the clue.
Yeah.
Marvin Hume from JLS's house. Well, Mark, now what a revelation. And where does he live? Not exact address.
somewhere in Hertfordshire.
And what did what sort of carpet does Marvin Thing out of JLS go for? What did he favour?
He had pure white carpet.
Pure white, come on!
Classy.
You don't want, don't want to be dropping anything on that. Wow. Nah. So that's if that. But in your years of experience, Mark, that's unwise, isn't it? Who has white carpet?
To be honest, it was a shoes-off job.
I like that we've learned about Marvin from JLS now that he's a stickler for shoes-off. Some people are, aren't they? Yeah. You go in the house, shoes-off, please. You just go, shut up, you kid, don't you? That's what happens. Yeah, I hope you deliberately soiled it on the way out, Mark. That would have been the right thing to do, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, I forgot to do it.
Oh, you've still got a key. No. Go back. Do it. Just write XFM in dirt. Hold on, got his car. I've just learned, because Dave put it in front of me, that apparently he's the presenter of The Voice as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'd want his house to be full of spinny chairs if that was the case. So did you meet him at all, Mark?
Yeah, he wasn't meant to be there, so I didn't expect anything. And I was just fitting a room, and then all I heard was, "You're right, mate." And I looked up, and he was there poking his head through the door.
Yeah,
I was a bit starstruck, to be honest. So I didn't really say much back. kind of just stammered.
Stammered. Yeah, if you go to your grave, you tell your grandkids, I stammered in front of one of JLS. They'll be proud, Mark. Nice one. That is Mark. He fitted the white carpet for Marvin out of Off of JLS and The Voice. It doesn't matter what you've done. If you've done it for a celebrity, no matter how minor, we'd like to hear from you on XFM's Tradesman's Entrance 83936 or at XFM on Twitter. This morning, gratuitous name-dropping in songs is what we want from you, please. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. This from the listener. God, John, it annoys me. It's all very well, your Brad Pitt there with your Shania Twain and your Michelle Pfeiffer, but the New Radicals, You Get What You Give, makes me want to tear my ears off and throw them at my own radio when I hear this. That is going too far, isn't it? Fashion shoots with Beck and Hanson, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Very much like other breakfast broadcast outlets, you know, the ones where they have a little pause for thought, don't they? A little moment for you to reflect on your inner spiritual being, to step off the world and just relax for a moment in the sound of the soothing words of somebody who believes in something. Often, an anecdote from their lives tenuously linked to whatever deity it is they're worshipping that day. They do it on Radio 4, they do it on Radio 2. We do it as well, but we don't follow in the footsteps of the obvious religions, because we cater for a market that doesn't otherwise get catered for. That is devil worshippers. So here's Vexen LaCrowley with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good morning. Our satanic village hall that's attached to our dark temple has been a hive of activity recently as rehearsals are underway for our Amateur Dramatic Society's annual performance. After much debate, and the choosing of the piece often causes a few ripples, let me tell you, this year's musical, I'm pleased to say, will be the Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice classic Evita, and I'm honoured to have been chosen to play the part of Juan Perón. Now, you don't need me to tell you that these events always rely on teamwork. People giving up their own time and pitching in, trying to do the best job they can, often in stressful circumstances. Which made me think, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For the evil pit beast spills torment wherever he goes, regardless of the setting. And in this theatrical environment, tempers are no doubt running high. And if we can be sure of anything, it's that the beast of loathing will be waiting, looking for a conduit to perform his foul deeds and ruin the product of such love and dedication. And that is why, in a proactive move inspired by He Who Diseases All Society, I decided to turn up blind drunk on the first night and embarked on a tour de force of unprofessionalism, which took the form of destroying props, insulting my fellow performers and technicians, fighting with audience members, forgetting my lines, and farting the entire finale. I've been asked not to show up for the final two performances, so I've booked tickets instead and will be bringing a basket of urine-soaked boiled eggs with me, for all must destroy, from the most venerated performer to the lowly bystander. The local paper gave me 4 stars, by the way. And that should give us all something to think about. XFM.
Welcome as we move like cagey tigers into a Wednesday. But not just any old Wednesday, of course, but Wednesday, the 4th of February, the anniversary of the day when in 1846 the first Mormon pioneers made their exodus westward across the hostile lands of the United States. Just as we now set out for 10 a.m. with wagons full of radio features, mules carrying music and loads of wives on the grounds that God told us we were free to marry our own sister. Is that Mormons or is that Cornish people? I always get those two things mixed up. Which is it again that believes people with dark skin are part of God's curse? Is that Mormons or is it Cornish people? It's Mormons, isn't it? That's right, yeah. Cornish people actually don't trust anyone. Well, I think that's any future job hosting the BBC Radio Devon and Cornwall Breakfast Show pretty much screwed for me this year.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
You are listening to XFM Breakfast. So many good suggestions for this morning's Song from Hell. So many gratuitous name-dropping in song examples.
XFM's Song from Hell.
And we thank you for your suggestions. This is from, there's no name on this, but it says, John, the musical spectre that is Beddingfield, claiming in one of his songs, and for God's sake, please don't play it, don't worry, we won't, claiming he could be the legendary James Dean of the music scene.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then he says, no, one is a legend, whose legend lives on. The other, probably now a window cleaner. And he's used a rude swear word that I'm not going to read out on the radio. However, surely, says Stacey, nothing can outdo the gratuitous name-dropping of something called a Jason Derulo, who not only name-drops, he name-drops himself, which is possibly the worst thing ever. Jason Derulo name-drops himself in more or less every song he ever does.
You gotta sing your name. If I'm introducing myself to somebody, I'm like, how you doing? My name is Jason Derulo.
What a hateful git. You know, even though he said his name three times there, I've already forgotten it. Laura has pointed out, this is something we mentioned on the Breakfast Show before, but of course, the gratuitous mentioning, and you don't get more gratuitous than this, of Kurt Cobain. Right, referencing the Great British Bake Off's Mary Berry. I mean, long before she was a star, he was in there referencing her in All Apologies. Mary. There he goes, look at that. Mary Berry, yeah. 83936 at XFM, Song from Hell.
XFM.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast. 8:10. And we come now to our Wednesday morning largely irrelevant paper review. Now, we like to go through the publications that no one else bothers with. And for good reason. Who the hell wants Z-list celebrities on a sofa gurning their faces off at Eamon Holmes or the BBC one? Just going through. They all do the same things, don't they? They just look at the papers. The same papers that everyone else is looking at. Oh, look, there's the bloke with the long hair from Coast. Look, there he is, sitting on the sofa, looking at the Times' coverage of the notion of three-parent babies. Oh, and who's that on the other side? Oh, it's Anthony Costa from Blue, examining the Financial Times' stance on the Eurocell testing in the pre-election float window. He's the go-to. Get me Costa! I need to talk Eurocell float testing! Not for us, though. It's the largely irrelevant papers that everyone else ignores. This morning on my celebrity sofa, I welcome producer Dave. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Morning, producer
Dave. Thanks for having
me. Lovely to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
What magazine are you reviewing this morning, producer Dave?
This morning I've gone for Mike Madd, everything you need and want to know about the world of microphones.
Sounds
John.
That's great.
First up on page 25, Practice Mics Perfect.
Clever.
This week we chat from microphone enthusiast Janine Cartwright about how to make a motorboat sound with a moving coil mic.
Right.
Which I think is what everyone wants.
Janine Cartwright's moving coil is the talk of the industry.
Yes. Mike Musings on page 33. Just how did PJ and Duncan go about wrecking their mics in their pop hit Psych?
Yeah.
Find out here. They go into all the detail there, actually. And...
Sorry.
That's all right, John. Right. Yeah. And on page 9, protect your package. Which type of muff to go for and how to use it?
That's good advice all round.
That's Mike Mad.
Mike Mad. I've brought in Everyone Loves Envelopes. It's $1.99. Page 4, Manila in Manila. We head to the capital of the Philippines to check out their post office and their selection of brown envelopes. Mail of the Time is on page 29. To help save the dwindling popularity of the envelope, we launch our very own petition with a view to banning all email services worldwide. 15 signatures on that and counting. And page 33, Sticky Tips. With self-adhesion now more popular than ever, we find out just how many people are still using their tongue. And the big debate. Is it envelope or envelope? That debate continues.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike Mad Magazine and Everyone Loves Envelopes / Envelopes. Available at all porn newsagents now.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM.